Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about names in various different ways in honor of J.J. Spawn winning the U.S. Open. Somebody else said, name Lenny, male or female. Nut jobs, they say, from the 832. From the 281, not a big fan of Gene. However you spell it. Although, always thought Juice was a good sports nickname, regardless of, you know, fair. Yeah. If you get Juice, it's a good nickname. However, we were talking about a lot of nicknames in there, and somebody was like, how y'all going to talk about nicknames when you got your producer Figgy Fig right there with all love?
Well, it's unique. It's a good nickname.
I will say this, too. I did not make that nickname up. I didn't come up with that.
Who did, by the way? I've never
I believe that was...
So Fred Davis came up with Figgy Fig. Mm-hmm. He was calling me Figgy Fig.
Based on what?
Figueroa?
Yeah, okay. So my rap name was Jose Figueroa.
Okay.
And so this was in Cleveland before I moved down here. I was a rapper. Mm-hmm. And people started calling me Fig for short, mm-hmm. which I was fine with.
Yeah.
But then these two guys started calling me Figgy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, nah, man, because that sounded too close to Fergie.
Oh.
And I was thinking about Fergie. Because, you know, when you say Fergie, you think about Fergie.
Yeah.
And Figgy was too close.
Mm-hmm.
And then they knew I didn't like it. So what happens?
Of course.
Everybody started calling you that where you can't get rid of it. So I had to roll with it.
And then it just devolves. But that did remind me of the person that I do have a level of trigger. Mm-hmm. The person who tries to create their own nickname.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that one I will not abide by without all these other
names. Every nickname I had, I never created. The only one I did try to come up with, it stuck a little bit, but Jose Figueroa, I kind of came up with.
That was your stage name.
Yeah, and I kind of got that from an old drug dealer.
Okay.
So, those are the best ones, it seems.
Yeah, it was around that time, man. Yeah. People was calling themselves Frank Lucas and Bumpy Johnson and all
Luciano.
That stuff. Lucky Luciano. Yeah. It was so many different names I tried to fit in. Mm-hmm. Remember, I went with Machine Gun Kelly?
Machine Gun Kelly for a while?
Yeah, that.
And he stole
obviously,
your nickname?
Yeah, he stole it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He did. No, he did.
Did I tell you that story?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
so I had the name Machine Gun Kelly first.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my whole MySpace bio as, you know, Machine Gun Kelly and all that stuff. And then on MySpace, I ran into a white guy with the same name as me, which was Machine Gun Kelly.
So and he went out?
And he was from Cleveland. I'm like, man, this dude stole my name.
Bar for bar.
Yeah, so I ended up changing it because I'm like, the real Machine Gun Kelly was white.
Yeah.
So you were on his territory?
Okay. Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? It'd be kind of silly for me to walk around like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of infringing on other people's territory, Tyreek Hill, I mean, look, he has always been the speedster of speedsters in the NFL. Hell, that's why they call him the cheetah, right? And he demonstrated that over the weekend on Friday when he was at a track meet in California and he won the 100-meter dash 10-1-5. 10-1-5 is what Tyreek Hill put up. Tyreek Hill is 31 gosh darn years old.
10-1.
10-1-5.
That's like, I'm not, you know, that's world class.
Literally.
So you think he could get that dude to run for his money, the guy that been trying to set up this?
Noah Lyles?
Yeah.
I still think the answer is no.
No.
Yeah.
But I mean, hell, like, just to give you a level of reference, DK Metcalf, a speedster in his own right, right? He ran 100 in 2021. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly much younger than a 31-year-old Tyreek Hill. 10.37
Yeah.
Is what he put.
Yeah. 10.37 will win state or thereabouts in high school.
And, I don't know nowadays. These high schoolers are something else.
Or thereabouts, and certainly can get you a college scholarship. It is not world class. 10.1 is world class. That's those 0.2 of a second, that's a long distance. That's a lot of ground.
Yeah, but speaking of Noah's, right, and you mentioned like Noah Lyles, I think that this might start us up towards that place because Noah Lyles seems like a dude who's just wilding for respect in every different circumstance. You saw where he was asking, like, why do basketball players get signature shoes but track guys don't? And I was like, I could walk you through that one, dog. I really could. But Noah has run a personal best of 9.79. That's right, Fernando. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're still talking different lanes. Mm-hmm. However, Tyreek Hill, after the race, held up a sign saying, quote, Noah could never. So he's baiting the dude. He's trying to bait the dude in this space. Like, it feels like we're going to find a way to get this to happen at some point.
Not only could Noah, he has on multiple occasions. He really could. He could never? Yeah, he does that in workouts. He runs 10 ones in workouts.
Yeah, but I think that this is where it's still, I mean, we've had this conversation up and down. I think that I would love to see what a 60 looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 60 is the right distance.
That feels like it's right in that space where, you know, Noah's notoriously a bit of a slow starter. Mm-hmm. So maybe he doesn't get to his high-end speed as much and really use that. Because, I mean, look, he's just he has better high-end speed. But it gets a little intriguing in that mm-hmm. middle space. So maybe that particular stunt by one Tyreek Hill gets us closer to it.
We'll probably see it.
I really do hope we do because mm-hmm. I mean I always enjoy the spectacle of like that's the purest form of competition.
Yeah,
is just foot race.
Yeah,
right. Me and you out front mm-hmm. running to the light pole. Yeah. Who's faster?
Right.
Purest form. And so I kind of want to see that mm-hmm. from these guys. All right, as we continue around the NFL. Travis Hunter he's just been really intriguing, and I know that that's probably of the guys outside of the Texans in the AFC South. That's number one and number two on guys that I'm most interested in seeing.
Probably, yeah.
Is that same?
Not even
for
probably, for sure.
All right, so, you know, odds have been set for this, and when it comes to both offensive and defense rookie of the year, Travis Hunter has third best odds mm-hmm. for it. On offense, can you guess the players with better odds for rookie of the year offensively?
Genty.
Correct.
And Ward.
In that order.
Yeah.
Genty plus 250, Cam Ward plus 320.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, and of course, I lose it as soon as I view it. Who are the two ahead of him? Can you? This one would be a little bit tough.
Abdul Carter?
Abdul Carter is easy. That is the one up top. I'm interested if you'll get the second one.
I won't get the second one.
Jalen Walker, the linebacker,
okay,
plus 700.
Okay, and then Travis Hunter.
Yeah, and Travis Hunter's tied with Mykel Williams, the defensive end that got drafted to San Francisco mm-hmm. at a plus 1,000. But how possible do you think it is that he actually wins either of these? And I think the real fun thing is, what is the likelihood he actually gets to a place? Because, I mean, if he wins both of these, we're talking about a phenomenal season from him.
Yeah.
And one that is notable for the Texans, obviously, because you have to see him twice.
Yeah, I think it's very probable it's probable he'll win one of them.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates,
from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
My question is, I can't decide which one.
That's it. That's a good question. That's where I wanted to go.
He's going to win one of them. I just can't tell you which one.
So you feel confident he wins one of them?
Well, I feel the probability is there.
Okay.
Yeah, that he could win. Because he's that good. I mean, he's that good.
It's interesting because I feel like the defensive side is the part where I'm more skeptical of him, even though that's probably the side that he's a better NFL player, especially technique-wise, right?
Yeah.
I think the size is just going to be such such a tough thing for him, and I think that that's where he's going to get, well, maybe, I don't know if that gets where he gets a majority of stuff, but he's also going to have to face off against some really tough, you know, wide receivers in this league. And that's before I even go, like, we can go line for line on their schedule and actually mock up who the wide receivers and who the guys are that will be challenging him. But you got to imagine, even if a team looks up at the Jaguars and goes, we think that he's really good, because of the amount of burn that he gets, he's got to be a guy that you go, we're not throwing at him, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you might actually target him just on the idea of, let's see how his legs are holding up.
But see, here's the other thing. I think his rookie of the year case on either side of the ball, or maybe both sides of the ball, is going to be somewhat given extra credit because he's playing the other side of the ball. Like if he's good at DB and good at wide receiver, he's going to be considered great in one or the other, wherever he plays better. You know, because people are like, that dude plays both sides of the ball and he has 800 yards receiving. You know,
kind of a Ohtani type thing.
Yeah. He's going to get extra credit, so to speak.
Maybe so. Mm-hmm. Maybe so. And I actually, it's probably fair to assume that's the case. I'm very intrigued to see like where he gets here. But third best odds on both sides. I imagine if you parlay those together, you get a little bit interesting look. Mm-hmm. It'd be tough. It'd be tough for that to happen. And what kind of season would it have to be? I mean, first and foremost, he would have to not get hurt.
Yeah.
Which that also already feels like a tough circumstance, asking him to do all that. But then to play at that level on both sides, especially offensively, will be the interesting one as a dude who still lacks a certain level of polish.
Yeah.
And that works in college, especially Big 12 level. I don't know how well that works in the NFL when dudes on the other side already have ticks and tricks of the trade over you. And you're trying to now do that with just kind of pure raw athleticism.
The one thing that I think he's got going for him on the offensive side, whether it's polish or not, is his ability to catch the ball in traffic.
Oh, dude, his radius is great.
Like it's unbelievable. Some of the I can't remember the game, but a couple of games they were on national TV. There was one where he was just catching the ball where there was no way he should have. And so whether he's polished or not, that's not going anywhere. He's still going to be able to have the ball skills.
Yeah, so that'll be something to watch this season as well. Real quick, before we go, a Cincinnati Bengals update as they continue in their space where they're trying to figure out what their defensive line looks like, because both the veteran defensive lineman and the rookie defensive lineman are in very funny spaces. So the positive here, it seems like the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson are finding a level of, I don't know, conversation.
They're talking again.
They are talking in a positive way because it seemed like they had both walked away from the table.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like there's a positive term there. They're having some conversations. They resumed talks yesterday, according to Jeremy Fowler. It just feels like this is going to be one of those things where the Bengals have to acquiesce and get him to his number.
It does, and I also feel that when they do that, they're going to have to do the same very quickly with Shamar Stewart as well, because it seems very clear, at least based on what Stewart has said and some of the interviews and such, that it's almost like a technical thing that's holding it up.
If
they sign Hendrickson, they're going to have to do this.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It feels like the Bengals are trying to do a thing where they put in a clause within the contract that allows them to kind of get away from guaranteed years within the contract. And it's one of those things where I don't blame Shamar Stewart, and this is almost like a PA level thing where it's like, you don't want to be the first one to allow these level of, I'll call them shenanigans, into the hands of NFL owners, especially when you're talking about a first round pick. It's interesting though, because I mean, that is a dude where you start talking about like, hey, There's still a level of prove it necessary for him. However, that's something you should consider before you drafted him in the first round, yes, as opposed to making this a secondary concern that you're trying to put on the contractual negotiations. I feel like the Bengals are very much in the wrong here Shamar Stewart.
They absolutely are in the wrong in my view as well.
But the thing about it is, because they are fighting so hard on this particular clause, maybe they just felt like they were going to bully Shamar Stewart into submission, and probably that's where I imagine that might have been the most logical thing, because ultimately both sides are losing out here. Shamar Stewart as a rookie really should be benefiting from all of these camps and mini camp type things, because it's going to be super necessary for you to jump in and understand what's happening. The rookie year is already, like, jumping to the NFL is already a big enough learning curve that it's not going to be helped if you don't have nearly as much of the smoothing that happens with learning what the system is and getting a better understanding and grasp of what you're trying to do. And I guess maybe you talk about, you know, rush end being a little bit easier because you can maybe simplify this down to see ball, get ball.
Yeah.
But still, the league is so damn complicated, both on offense and defense at this point. The less time that you have to prepare for your very first time seeing this, the more it's going to feel like you were dropped on a NASCAR track.
But at the same time, you know, the argument against what the Bengals are trying to do is literally the entire NFL is leaning more toward those types of guarantees. And they're saying no. So it's another horrible look for the Bengals.
And what's funny is,
yeah,
it would be one thing if it was like, all right, second round pick, because that's one of the things we're talking about. Jaden Higgins obviously becomes the first one to get that fully guaranteed. This is kind of what it's been for the first round since when they changed it after after the Sam Bradford ruined it for everybody. It was like, all right, we got to cut this out. We can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
But like, they made sure that these things were guaranteed for the first round, and now they're trying to fight this in a way that does not make sense. So the Bengals, in a way, having a good and bad still time of trying to negotiate with their defensive ends, neither of them done quite yet there. But there you go, around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it was a weekend of NBA activity, and I'm not talking NBA finals. There was a lot of activity, including your Rockets. Let's talk about the signing and the information on a potential acquisition that came up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.